You're listening to All Things Considered here on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Aaron Selbig. Should transgender students be allowed to use the bathroom that matches their gender identity in schools? That's been at the heart of a debate about public school guidelines for LGBTQ students in Michigan and across the country. Earlier this year, Michigan's Board of Education drafted their own guidelines saying transgender students should be able to choose. And this past Friday, the federal government released a letter to public schools saying something similar. IPR's Morgan Springer joins us to talk about the issue. Hi, Morgan.
Hi, Aaron.
So, Morgan, these federal guidelines are just that. They're guidelines. Can they be enforced?
Well, so what the federal government has done is they've pointed to Title IX, which is an education amendment. And that basically prohibits discrimination based on a student's gender identity, and that includes discrimination based on students' transgender status. So what the federal government would do basically is if a school or a district was not complying with these guidelines, they could threaten to remove federal funding. So that could affect free and reduced lunches, things like that.
Where are things in Michigan now?
So to give a little bit of background, the Michigan Board of Education drafted these guidelines for LGBTQ students, and Republicans in Lansing attacked those guidelines. And just to give you an example, here's Tristan Cole. He talked with IPR's David Castleman on Morning Edition back in March.
There's two genders. There's men and there's women. There's girls and there's boys. And that's how God designed us. And to allow someone on a whim to say, hey, I'm a little boy according to my physical makeup, yet I think I'm going to be a girl today, so I'm going to use the girls' bathroom.
Of course, advocates for transgender people would push back and say, okay, that's not really an understanding of what it means to be transgender. You don't really just choose on a whim. But either way, the board is now looking at their guideline in terms of the federal letter that was just put out, and they're also sifting through almost 13,000 public comments. And they've decided that they won't vote till August at the earliest. It could be later than that.
So school districts all over Michigan are looking at these issues. What about here in our backyard? How have schools in northern Michigan been dealing with it?
So I spoke with the spokeswoman at TCAPS, and what she says is they've been dealing with it on a case-to-case basis. So what they've done is for transgender students who have come forward, they've come up with an agreement that the transgender student can use a single-use bathroom. And she says so far that's worked, and until it doesn't work, they're not really re-examining that. The other person that I spoke with was Keith Smith. He's a superintendent for the Kingsley area schools. And he said they haven't had to deal with this situation until the last month, in which they had a student who came forward at a board meeting, and that student said that they are bigender or gender fluid. And that student asked that they could use the bathroom of their choosing. So what Kingsley is doing right now is they've sent a word out to an attorney, and they're waiting to hear back on that.
So this bigender student wants to use the restroom of their choice, and that might change.
It's hard to say. That was the superintendent's understanding. I haven't spoken with that student, so I'm not certain. But that was the superintendent's understanding.
Where would bigender students fit into these new state guidelines?
So I spoke with Jay Kaplan at the ACLU, and he was a part of drafting these guidelines or coming up with these guidelines with the state's Board of Education. And included in these guidelines is a definition of gender nonconforming. And basically what that means is it's an umbrella term for people whose gender expression is different from the stereotypical expectations of gender. And so bigender fits into that definition. It's gender fluid. And what the state guidelines say is that for transgender and gender nonconforming students, which would include bigender, they can use the bathroom that matches the gender they identify with.
Morgan, what steps would transgender or gender nonconforming students need to take to let the school know that they'd like to use the bathroom that matches their gender identity? What do they have to do?
So I posed that question to Jay Kaplan, again, with the ACLU, And what he said is that the first step is a conversation. So let's take a listen to him.
Some kind of conversation to determine that what the student is expressing is genuine.
And Jay is mentioning genuine because there have been some concerns by people who oppose these guidelines that individuals who were not transgender or gender nonconforming would take advantage of the guidelines and, try to do inappropriate things in restrooms. Now, what Jay also says is, so first, conversation between the student and the administration. And second, he does acknowledge that continuity is important for schools. So recognizing that continuity may be there for transgender students who identify with a specific gender. Of course, for gender nonconforming students, there could be less continuity and it might require more conversation between the student and the school.
IPR's Morgan Springer with us today. Morgan, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Aaron.